that if a person does hadath, meaning does something which makes their wudu batil, and then they don't do wudu, then they have been, they have done jafa to Allah. Jafa means sort of rough, coarse, uncultured behavior. So they have been unfair to Allah. And if they break their wudu, and then they do wudu, but they don't pray 2 rak'at prayer, then they have also been unfair to Allah. And then Allah says, but if they, after the wudu is broken, if they do wudu, and then they do a 2 rak'at prayer and dedicate the reward, just do it as a mustahab prayer, just for thawab. And then they ask me a hajat, and I don't grant that hajat, then I have been unfair to them. وَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّنْ جَافْ. And I am not a Lord who is unfair. So just to have a dua that is mustajab, that is answered, doing dua, doing wudu, whenever that wudu is broken, and then reciting a 2 rak'at prayer, mustahab prayer, just for thawab, that is one way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we can have a dua which will be answered and accepted by Him. So I will read a few more ahadith. Basically, they are summarizing these same points about the importance of wudu and how it is an act of worship in and of itself. We should not treat it simply as something which is a preliminary for salat. Not important in its own right, but just something we have to do in order to come to our salat. Wudu by itself is an ibadah. There are certain du'as, certain supplications that we can recite during our wudu. And even if we don't do those du'as, then it is an ibadah in its own right. Please recite salawat. Please, if there's a question, go ahead.
If somebody is in doubt that they are on wudu, like they were on wudu, but now they think they are not on wudu, or they don't remember if they did wudu really or not, and they are worried, for example, that they will miss jama'ah, or the prayer is about...
So doubts about wudu. So I'll just briefly indicate the ruling for doubting whether we have wudu or not. It's a very commonly faced problem. If you have doubts about wudu, then you go to whatever former state you were sure of. Right? Go back, an hour ago, did I know I have wudu? 2 hours ago, did I know I have wudu or not? Whatever state you're sure of, then you can continue that until now. So if, for example, I know when I left home that I did wudu, but then I went several places and I don't know if I broke my wudu after that, if I dozed off, or if I went to the bathroom, or I don't remember if I did or didn't, then I will continue that state of being in wudu. If I know that at the time I left home, for example, I didn't have wudu, then I forget whether I've done it afterwards or not, then I will assume that I still don't. So the basic ruling is, whatever the last state that you were certain of, continue that until now. And of course, as we'll mention, it's always good, if you can, to repeat the wudu. So one hadith, which is similar to the hadith I just mentioned from our sixth imam, that whoever, man talaba hajatan wa huwa ala ghayri wudu. If a person goes and tries to get something accomplished, talaba hajatan, you're going for a hajat, something that you need done in this world. Wa huwa ala ghayri wudu, but you don't have wudu. Falam tuqda. And that hajat is not fulfilled. Fala yalumanna illa nafsa. Then don't blame anybody else. That so-and-so didn't help me, Allah didn't answer my prayer, this didn't happen, that didn't happen. Don't blame anybody except yourself. That's not saying that your hajat will only be fulfilled if you have wudu. Right? People might sometimes come back and say, well, no, I've done so many things without wudu and they've turned out fine. What the hadith is saying is that if it doesn't happen, then know that you have not fulfilled one of the conditions for having your hajat given a special consideration by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He might still fulfill it out of His grace and blessings. But if not, then it's not that He has gone back on His word. You have not fulfilled the conditions. So this is one hadith in which the Imam mentions the importance of wudu. Another hadith is with regard to wudu for specific prayers. It's especially important for Maghrib and Isha and Fajr prayers to do wudu, even if you already have wudu. So it was very common in the time of the Imams, especially and among believers, For many of us, during the month of Ramadan, many of us, we do wudu in sahar, because we are going to recite du'as or salat before fajr time. Then when fajr comes, we can pray fajr with that same wudu. Right? In general, it's good to repeat the wudu whenever the time for a new prayer comes. This is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in a hadith Qudsi, in a divine hadith, that if a person repeats wudu when they don't have to, they're going out of their way to purify themselves for my sake, then I will forgive their sins continuously even without them doing istighfar. They're going out of their way to show their devotion, so I will go out of my way to show my love and my mercy to them. They do wudu when it's not wajib on them, and I will forgive them even without istighfar, asking forgiveness. But especially for Fajr and Maghrib and Isha, this is something which our seventh Imam, he said to a companion, and I won't mention the hadith, just the incident, that the time for Maghrib came, the Imam called for water and did wudu. And then he said to his companion, you do wudu as well. That companion said, I have already done wudu. And the Imam says that, إِنَّ مَنْ تَوَضَّعَ لِلْمَغْرِبِ كَانَ وُضُوءُهُ ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةً لِمَا مَضَى مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ فِي يَوْمِهِ إِلَّا الْكَبَائِرِ. Whoever does wudu for Maghrib, even if they've already done it, then that wudu is something that will be a kafara, an atonement, for whatever sins they may have done during the day, except the major sins. So we can't get away with murder by washing our hands, as Lady Macbeth tried to do. But aside from the major sins, then you can use this wudu as a kafara for the minor sins. In another hadith, it's been mentioned that I think our eighth Imam, he said that sometimes we say, Wallah no, Wallah yes. We say these things throughout the day, we emphasize certain things, and sometimes we're not entirely careful about when we use the name of Allah or when we don't. So this type of almost inadvertent and subconscious transgression, but it's not light, it's a sin. If I'm taking the name of God, then I should be very careful and attentive where I'm using the name of God and what I'm saying. So this type of thing that often happens without our even noticing it, the Imam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive it and will cover it up by doing this wudu. And the same thing is for the wudu of the Fajr prayer. That also will be a kafara for whatever sins, minor sins, might have taken place during the night. And one final hadith, this is a hadith from our sixth Imam. He says that it is narrated in the Torah, in the holy book that was revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that the houses of Allah in this world, they are the masajid. فَطُوبَ لِعَبْدٍ تَطَحَّرَ فِي بَيْتِهِ. So Allah will give His greatest reward to His servants who purify themselves, meaning by doing wudu in their homes, and then they ثُمَّ زَارَنِي فِي بَيْتِي. And then they do ziyarat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His house. أَلَا إِنَّ عَلَى الْمَزُورِ كَرَامَةَ الزَّائِرِ. It is an obligation for one who is visited to show honor and respect for the one who comes to visit. But of course, that respect will be in accordance to how much importance the visitor gives to the visitation. If somebody comes to our house because they happen to be passing by, so they said, let me stop, then we may not give them that much importance. But if they travel from a distance, they bring us a gift, if they show that this is important to them, they went out of their way to do so, then we will give them more importance. So we can do ziyarat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ziyarat is not limited only to the grave of the Prophet or the graves of the Imams. Ziyarat of Allah does not only mean going to Hajj or Umrah. Ziyarat of Allah means even visiting the masjid, that is a ziyarat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an obligation for Allah to honor those who visit Him. But of course, it depends on how much importance we give to that visitation. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are frequent visitors of the masajid, those who get the benefit of that visitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are recipients of His grace and His blessings, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us for our sins and our shortcomings and guides us to that which is pleasing to Him and that which is a source for our salvation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best of this world and the hereafter. May He hasten the appearance of the Imam of our time and count us among his true and his sincere followers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.